From National Public Radio and the Washington National Opera, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera.
Manon Lescaut has been an opera that has been living for me for so many years, and the role certainly is one of the most difficult roles and the one that has given me great moments, and I adore the part.
Tenor Plácido Domingo singing and describing one of his favorite and most famous roles, Des Grieux in Puccini's Manon Lescaut. But coming up, we'll hear Domingo take on an entirely different role in that opera. The production is by the Washington National Opera, which Domingo serves as general director. When his company decided to perform Manon Lescaut, Domingo decided he would conduct it, even though it's not one of Puccini's big three.
Manon Lescaut has the greatest amount of melodies, even in the three big popular operas The Bohème, Tosca, and Butterfly, you don't find so much the amount of melodies. And I always have the dream to conduct the piece. So this was a wonderful occasion for me, and I'm happy that I did it.
In just a few minutes, we'll listen in as Plácido Domingo takes the podium to lead his own company, the Washington National Opera, in a production of Puccini's Manon Lescaut. It comes to us from the Opera House at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. Because the boy with the cold, hard cash is always Mr. Right. Pretty much sums up that tune, doesn't it? And maybe the artist as well. When Material Girl hit the charts in the mid-1980s, people assumed that Madonna was pretty much singing about herself, the ultimate material girl, living a material life in a material world. But at least in that role, Madonna had one formidable ancestor.
She likes pleasure, she likes jewelry, she likes men, she's very flirtatious, she's very beautiful. 100% of the men that she meets, that everybody wants her, you know, everybody falls in love because she has this incredible beauty. And also she wants to get to an upper class, bright, beautiful jewelry and people, and, you know, that's what she likes very much.
That's soprano Veronica Villarroel, who plays opera's ultimate material girl, Manon Lescaut, in the production we're about to hear from the Washington National Opera. The beautiful, though greedy, Manon is a character who actually headlines two popular operas, the one coming up, Puccini's 1893 hit, and Massenet's 1884 version of the same story. Puccini was acutely aware that his opera, Manon Lescaut, would be compared to Massenet's, but he felt he was the one who really understood the title character. Massenet feels the subject as a Frenchman, with the powder and the minuets, Puccini said. I shall feel it as an Italian, with desperate passion. The story had already been around for a century and had captivated quite a few artists. A young woman is seduced by a life of opulence and luxury, abandons her true love to follow that life, and comes to regret it. In other words, she gets her comeuppance. At least that was the idea when the novel Manon Lescaut was first published in 1731. Its author was a Benedictine monk named Abbé Prévost d'Exil, who had a pretty checkered past of his own. But being a man, he got the benefit of the doubt. When Puccini came along 100 years later, he took a more sympathetic view of the fallen woman Manon. and he searched for a librettist with a similar bent, eventually settling on journalist and playwright Luigi Illica. And soon, Puccini had his first hit. Manon Lescaut put Puccini on the map and made him a rich man. His great operas La Bohème, Tosca, and Madame Butterfly soon followed.